In the circle under the Democratic vignette is an X. There are check marks in the boxes at the names of each Democratic candidate. The ballot is properly initialed. No other marks appear. Is there a challenge?
Yes, the Republican Party challenges on the ground that the check mark is an invalid marking of the ballot and is not a cross compliant with the statute.
The Democratic Party contends that it is a valid ballot in view of the fact that the cross is under the vignette of the Democratic Party and that the subsequent checking of the candidates listed in the boxes opposite their names does not invalidate the ballot as a straight Democratic vote.
The check marks are not recognized by law as valid method of indicating the vote, the intent of the voter, and I think they should be ignored. However, at the circle at the top of the Democratic ticket, there is a cross, and therefore I think I rule, as far as my vote is concerned, that that is a valid ballot and should be counted.
It's my conclusion that the check marks in the squares before the names of the various candidates are illegal. However, there is a cross in the circle beneath the Democratic symbol, and I am constrained to hold that the check marks are suppressage and that the ballot ought to be counted.
I agree with both of my colleagues. The cross in the circle controls. We have repeatedly held up check marks in the boxes in that situation are mere surplusage and not distinguishing. The ballot is valid. Exhibit 145 is from the same township. No X's appear on the face of the ballot, but check marks in the boxes at the names of various Republican candidates and various Democratic candidates. The check mark on the vote for governor is in the box at the name of G. Menon Williams.
So the Republican Party challenges this ballot on the theory that the check mark is not a proper marking, that there is no marking by cross and compliance with the statute in such case made and provided.
The Democratic Party has nothing to say.
I think we agree that the check marks are not valid designations and the ballot will be rejected. Is that correct, General?
Yes, we have to be. We have had a large number of that type of ballot, and we have consistently rejected the ballot because there was no cross on it.
And by reason of the decisions of our Michigan Supreme Court.
Six is from the same precinct. In the box at the name of Gene Manon Williams is an imperfect X, but the lines cross within the box. There are X's in the boxes at the names of various candidates. And in some instances, there are straight lines drawn through the names of candidates in both major parties, beginning with the legislative ticket and running down through the names of the county officers in the Republican and Democratic columns is a diagonal line made with blue pencil. Through the boxes of the names of the Democratic candidates from the beginning of the county ticket down is a straight line, and a similar straight line through the boxes of the names of the county candidates on the Republican ticket. The ballot is properly initialed by the election inspector.
The Republican Party challenges this ballot on the theory that the lines, the diagonal lines and the two vertical lines contained on the ballot are distinguishing marks.
The Democratic Party holds that there are no distinguishing marks on the ballot, that it's properly voted for governor, for lieutenant governor, and that the straight lines drawn do not show any distinguishing features on the face of the ballot. And there's no question but what the X in front of the box of G. Menon Williams' name is a valid X.
I think we agree on that, that the X in the Williams box is a valid X.
That's right.
Yes.
I personally hold there being at least three lines in blue pencil which are some 6 or 7 inches in length running across the lower part of the Republican ticket and the Democratic ticket. Also, distinct blue pencil lines running entirely through all of the boxes below the legislative designation on the Republican ticket and the Democratic ticket, and other lines of like character, that this individual could go into a ballot box months from this time and unmistakably pick out his ballot. I hold that there are distinguishing marks on the ballot and hold it invalid.
The question is whether there is a distinguishing mark made by the voter for the purpose of distinguishing it. The voter has eliminated both candidates for the Secretary of State by the method of crossing a blue line through the names of both candidates. He has eliminated both candidates
for the office of Secretary of State in like manner.
State Treasurer.
Or State Treasurer, rather. The two perpendicular lines and the diagonal cross lines commencing at the top of the legislative part of the ballot and continuing down through the county offices
in my opinion, indicate the intent of the voter not to vote for any of those candidates. He has clearly marked a cross in the box before Lieutenant Governor, before William C. Vandenberg, and he has also made an adequate cross in the box before the name of G. Manuel Williams, indicating, in my opinion, that he intended to vote for those two candidates and also for the office of Auditor General, the Democratic candidate. And because the marks are not for the purpose of distinguishing it, I hold that that is a valid ballot and should be counted.
I agree with Mr. Bloom. I think it does not appear that the superfluous marks are made for the purpose of distinguishing the ballot. Exhibit 147 is a ballot from the same precinct. The only mark on the ballot consists of what appears to be a check mark in the circle under the Democratic vignette, crossed by two diagonal lines. The ballot is properly initialed by an election inspector. No other marks appear.
The Republican Party challenges this ballot on the theory that the marks indicate that the voter intended to vote by a check mark and then to erase the check mark by drawing two lines through it. That it's an invalid marking of the ballot.
Democratic Party holds that that is a valid vote and points to the registration election manual of instructions under the sample given there, and further shows that the ballot that recently passed, where you had concentric circles as a valid ballot, was far inferior to this particular marking, where you have straight lines and a cross within the circle, a definite cross.
Mr. Schumer? I personally hold that regardless of what the voter's intention was when he placed the check mark in the circle beneath the Democratic symbol, that a straight line was made and another straight line intersects that first straight line. There are two straight lines which intersect within that circle, and I am constrained to hold if that is a good ballot.
There does appear to be a V mark, as stated by the attorney for Mr. Kelly, but the bottom of the V commences somewhat at the, not at the bottom of the circle, but a little bit to the right of the bottom, in an unnatural position. And from all the markings, I think the voter intended to vote, not to cancel his vote. There are two lines which intersect each other, and I vote to sustain the ballot and count it.
On the basis of the manual of instructions and the examples there given of valid and invalid ballots, I think that the marking can clearly be treated as an X within the circle, and the ballot should be counted.